all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, you know we're all things about women's beauty out there. This is always a favorite topic of both of ours, and we've had all kinds of fantastic guests on to give us pointers here, there, and everywhere. But, you know, one of the things you and I have been talking about is really some of the medical spa trends that have been coming down the line, and cool sculpting is one of the hottest trends. And I really am looking forward to listening to Taylor Rose Miller, who is a medical esthetician, plastic surgery, and skincare consultant, and is the creator and founder of Skin Specific, a division of JW Plastic Surgery. And her website is skinspecificwellness.com. And so welcome to our show, Taylor. We're really looking forward to hearing more about cool sculpting. So what is cool sculpting?
Thank you for having me. Cool sculpting is actually an interest. It's the biggest trend right now, as I'm sure you both have heard. It's a medical device used to destroy fat cells. Now, it's recently been FDA approved to be safe in the treatment of removing fat cells, but is not FDA approved to actually remove the fat cells. So it's a targeted cooling process that traumatizes the outer wall of the fat cells underneath the skin.
So and tell us exactly how that happens. How does that happen?
Well, it's a cooling device that an esthetician will administer, similar to a laser, that will connect onto the skin and feel like a suction almost in whatever area where you're trying to remove the excess weight. And most commonly, it's used in the midsection and the sides, also known as the flanks. And it's a very small device, and they will hold it onto that area of the body for, a few seconds, and you'll feel a suction and an ice cooling sensation.
Is it super cold? Does it feel really cold?
Yes, it feels like dry ice. And it claims that it's incredibly cold, and they claim that it doesn't affect any of the healthy skin.
So on cellulite?
Cellulite is actually a completely different animal. We would have to do a whole other episode on that. But cellulite cannot be removed with either device, whether it be tumescent liposuction or cool sculpting. It's just a matter of the way cellulite is actually a result of the way your fat deposits in your body, and everyone is different, and a lot of it has to do with genetics and your own personal circulation, and there are ways to improve it, but with age it seems to get worse. So cool sculpting will not remove cellulite.
Mm-hmm. So it's mostly, from what I gather, around the midsection then.
Section.
So let's just say I'm a woman who needs to drop 20 pounds, okay? I need to lose 20 pounds. And I come in, and the 20 pounds is mostly around my belly. What can I expect? What will happen? Is this all in one treatment, 20 treatments? How does this work?
The way that it works is if you have 20 pounds to lose, and you're 20 pounds from your targeted goal weight, cool sculpting is not an option for you. Cool sculpting is recommended for people within 5 pounds of their targeted weight. And it's really, the results from what I have heard are very minimal to none. So if you came into my office, I would redirect you to my plastic surgeon, and I would have you do a consult for traditional liposuction if that were the case.
All right, now let's just say then I have 5 pounds to drop, maybe 6 pounds, and I come into you. Now, tell me what would happen. Again, how many procedures do you have to do?
It's recommended that you do. It's recommended you do 3 Cool Sculpting procedures.
And how long does this last? Is this, am I in there for an hour, 2 hours, half an hour? What goes on?
It takes about a half an hour to do. And the results, for you to see any result, would take up to 6 to 8 weeks after your first treatment. And then you would need to come back for 2 more treatments. So Cool Sculpting is actually being marketed as a quick fix for fat removal, when actually it seems like it's taking quite a lot of time in order to see the results. And I would like to compare the two, between the Cool Sculpting and the traditional liposuction.
Mm-hmm. And that has not been done yet?
What has not been done?
The comparison.
No, well, I mean, I'll let you know my opinion on the two, and I would just like to inform consumers of the difference, because I feel like what's happening now in 2014 is Cool Sculpting's become, the number one med spa trend, and it's mainly because everyone wants a quick fix for weight loss. So manufacturers are now capitalizing on people's fears of the invasive cosmetic procedures by marketing these less effective alternative forms of treatment and promising the same results, when really it's just not possible.
Mm-hmm. In addition, you're not a fan of Cool Sculpting then?
I actually am not a fan of Cool Sculpting. My entire brand is focused towards results-oriented treatments, and that's why I have paired up with Dr. Jeffrey Weinzweig, because we share the similar approach.
And so he does traditional liposuction then?
Correct.
But also, I think, too, that the FDA, even though it's been approved to be safe, the FDA says that there's no scientific proof that the results are permanent or effective for weight loss. And I think that's important to note, right, to your point, that, it's a great trendy thing, but does the job. And I've just got one more question for you. If you decided to do the cool sculpting, what's the cost of that? Is it a package cost? Is it one time, each time you go in? How does that work?
From my experience and my clients telling me about their experience with the Cool Sculpting, it ranges anywhere from $1,200 to $1,400 for one treatment for a small area.
Wow.
Now, if you were to go in and do a traditional liposuction, that ranges anywhere from $200 to $4,500, and that includes the upper and lower abdomen, the flanks, and around the back. And that is permanent, where they're actually removing the fat cell. Nothing can remove the fat cell like traditional old-school tumescent liposuction.
Well, this is really, really helpful
right.
to understand. And I think what we're getting out of this show is that I would put, this Cool Sculpting, on the shelf for the time being until it's even shown to be efficacious, and pretty much stick to the traditional ways, which also includes healthy lifestyle out there. Come on, exercise and eating well, et cetera, et cetera. And then consulting experts like Taylor. Thank you so much, Taylor Miller, for being on to help us understand Cool Sculpting. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.